Hey guys, you're listening to the best history podcast in the world, hosted by me, Isabella Cabral, and I am here to take you on the magical adventure that is history. This is The Taste of Cabral. This podcast is sponsored by Honey. Honey is an amazing app that helps you save money in the easiest way possible. Just download the app on any device and search for your favorite shopping sites and get coupons to save money. It's a lot easier than manually sifting through tons of coupons. Honey, download today. In this episode, we are talking about the rise of the Great Austria and Prussia. Now, to understand what is going on, we first need to take a look at Europe's way of government. So, Europe's government in the early 1600s was a complete mess. It was divided into 30-some states, all ruled by the Holy Roman Emperor, or, at the time, a very rich and royal family called the Habsburgs. The Habsburgs were the epitome of a royal family and kept their name and throne for many years. At this time, Emperor Ferdinand II, being a member of the Habsburg family, was the head of the state of the Holy Roman Empire. In 1619 is when religious conflict began. Now, as something that I think we all must understand, King Ferdinand II was really not known for being the nicest guy, and was in fact known to murder anybody who disagreed with his ways. And with this style of ruling came conflict. For example, one of his first actions as emperor was to make all citizens adhere to Roman Catholicism, despite what the Treaty of Augsburg had stated, giving them full and divine right to their religion. It is the year 1619 when a series of wars begins. King Ferdinand II sought to suppress Protestants and assert royal power over nobles. And as I mentioned before, he tried to bring back Reformation by force. Not only did this anger the citizens of his state, but it also angered the Catholic and Protestant rulers. Both shifted alliances to suit their own interests. Catholic France joined Lutheran Sweden against the Catholic Habsburgs, thus then creating the 30 Years' War. The 30 Year War was devastating. Mercenaries or hired soldiers slaughtered tons of millions of people, burned villages, and on top of all of this, disease followed. Europe suffered a serious depopulation. One-third of all people in German states were murdered. The 30-Year War is also thought to have claimed between 4 and 12 million lives. Around 450,000 people died in combat, and disease and fame took the lion's share of the death toll. Finally, in 1648, they accepted a series of treaties known as the Peace of Westphalia. France came out as the clear-cut winner, gaining land on both their German and Spanish frontiers. The Habsburgers, however, were not so fortunate. They had to accept total independence from all of their princesses from the Holy Roman Empire. The Swiss Federation won recognition as an independent state. This left German lands divided into 360 different states. Each had its own church, government, currency, and armed forces. This made Germany very powerful and stayed separate for 233 years following. After all of this, Habsburg Austria was determined to change its focus. The Habsburgs still wanted to have a large state of unity and kept it as the Holy Roman Empire, but focused in on spreading to Austria, Bohemia, Hungary, and later Poland. However, uniting these lands proved to become quite difficult. Not only were they divided into geography, but also cultures. In many parts of the empire, they had their own religions, laws, political assemblies, and customs. The Habsburgs exert some control. There was a state they sent home from Germany, speaking officials, but put down to revolts in various places. Still, the Habsburgs never developed a centralized governmental system like France did. In the early 1700s, Emperor Charles VII had no male heir. His daughter, Maria Theresa, was capable of ruling the throne, but no woman had ever ruled Habsburg's lands. Shortly after Charles' death in 1720, Frederick II of Prussia seized the rich Habsburg province of Silesia. This action sparked an 8-year war. Mary Theresa set off for Hungary to appeal for military help from her Hungarian subjects, and they agreed. She also got help from Britain and Russia because they did not want Prussia to upset the balance of power by gaining new lands. Mary Theresa was never successful in making Frederick get out of Sicilia. However, she did keep the balance and strengthen Habsburg power by recognizing the bureaucracy and improving tax collection. While Austria was making into a strong Catholic state, and region called Prussia was emerging into a new Protestant power, in the century following, the Peace of Westphalia and the Hohenzollern rulers united their holdings to create Prussia. Frederick William II was a Prussian ruler that came to power upon the death of his father in 1713. He quickly won over the nobles by offering them positions in military and office. By 1740, Prussia was strong enough to take over their rivals in Austria and ready to take over any Habsburg nation that came their way. That's all for this week's episode. I hope you guys enjoyed the next video of The Taste of Cabral. Thank you all for listening. I hope you have a wonderful rest of your day.